Okay, tonight, we need to discuss a shiloh that comes up so often on Shabbos, and a similar shiloh, or maybe not even so similar, that happens in some other situations when we're traveling. How many times have we found ourselves in a situation, we come down to a kiddush and shul, and most caterers don't give you a becher, or sometimes the balabas doesn't think about a becher, and there's only plastic disposable cups that you can find on the table. The question is, are you allowed to use that for making kiddush? We know the specific halachas and hilchos kiddush on the tzura, the makeup of the kais. Is one permitted to make kiddush on such a kais for purposes of being mekadosh the mitzvah of kiddush? Similarly, the shaila comes up if, let's say, a person finds himself on the road, or he finds himself in out of his home, and there's no official cups or bechers there, or real sturdy washing cups that we have in our homes, and you want to know what can you use to wash your hands, either for bread or for the morning. You find yourself in a hotel. Probably more of a cheaper end motel where there's no glass cups anywhere and all you have is these plastic cups that they give you. What can you and can't you use for washing your hand for bread? What can you use for washing your hands for the morning negavasa? And also, can you use such a cup for making kiddush? And we'll have to see if those two things are connected. And if we finish all that, we'll then decide, is that going to affect whether or not you're allowed to reuse a Snapple bottle after you drink it the first time? You'll ask me, what does one have to do with the other? Hopefully tonight we'll get to all of that. That's correct. So the Gemara tells us the following. Says the Gemara, Chula number one. Zog the Gemara, Amalei Rav Sheshis Lameima. Rav Sheshis said to Ameima, Kepdosa Amona. Are you makbid on a mana? They were going, the Gemara Chulnaf Kavzayin Amaraf was talking about all the backs and forth about the requirements for Netilas Yadayim. What do you need for washing your hands? So Rav Sheshis asked Ameima, I want to know, are you makbid on amana? Rashi says, what's amana? Sheyesh Kli Shalim. You need it to be a Kli? And he answered him, yes. Amalei, yes, in, yes. I do need that. One of my requirements are for Netilas Yadayim, at least for Netilas Yadayim, is it must be what we call a kli. Okay, how does something become a kli and how does something lose the title kli? But we know from the Gemara and the Chulin that at least it needs to be considered a kli. Now, if we take a look at number three, the Shulchan Aruch writes the following. Ein neitel miyadayim ela bekli. You can only wash your hands with a kli. Where does that come from? That's what we just said before. The Gemara Chulin says you need to have a kli. But what makes something a kli? Very, very important Mishnah in Yadayim. Right above number three is a Mishnah in the first parak of Maseches Yadayim. That's really one of the lost Maseches. We generally don't refer to it. But there's a Mishnah Maseches Yadayim that writes like this. B'chol ha-kelim noistim li-yadayim. You can use any vessel to wash your hands. Afilu b'klei galolim. Even a kli that's made out of galol, made out of excrements. L'klei avonim, or you want to use made out of stone. Klei adam or earthenware. What's the even? Because those types of kelim, there's another place in the Torah where we need something to have a shame kli. There's really three places. There's, let's say, for our sugya. There's with regard to tumah. Something is only subjected to tumah if it's considered a kli. And the third area, which I hope to get to tonight, is with regard to tvilas kelim. You only have to toivel a kli if it's called a kli. If it's not a kli, you don't have to toivel it. So how do we define a kli? So the Mishnah says in Yadayim that everything's a kli. Everything and everything is a kli. There's got to be something that's not a kli. What's even? What's the chiddush of even? Even though if I were to make a kli out of stone, it would not become subjected to the rules of tumah. Because that's excluded from tumah, but I can use that to wash my hands. So what do you see for the Mishnah in Yadayim? That it doesn't follow the rules of Kabbalah's tumah with regard to the Yadayim. As long as it gets the shame kli, you can use it. Now, why are we so gung-ho on this idea of having a shame kli? Why does the Tzidam need a kli at all? Why can't I put my hands under the faucet for the same price? So the Magen Avraham writes over here number four. Two reasons. It's based on a Rashba. Beis Yosef brings it down. Why do you need to have a kli for the Tzidam? So the Magen Avraham writes, Das mechinu Rabbanan found an asmachta. What's the asmachta? Al mechatos. By the parish of mechatos, the pouring of the chatos, it says over there the word kli, keli. Oh, yeah, kiddush shadayim v'raglayim b'mikdash. Or in other places, why did Chazal think that Netilas Yadayim has to involve a kli? Because we know there are washings in the Torah that do need to have a kli. What are those washings? Either the mei tahara that you pour when someone becomes tameh, it says in the Torah, ma'im chayim el keli. You got to use a kli. And we know that the kiddush shadayim v'raglayim that they used to do in the Beis HaMikdash was also a kli. So we know you need to use a kli. So no discussion on that a kli is required. The discussion only is what makes something a kli. How do you become a kli? So Rosh Hashanah Paskin is the number three. A noit lemidayim el b'kli. Again, you put your hands under the faucet. Simply speaking, it doesn't work. Now you can make the argument that maybe the pipes are a kli, and if the pipes are a kli, so I'm using a kli. So then you have to make the argument the other way. So then you have to tevel your pipes. If your pipes are a kli l'gabe this, and maybe they're a kli l'gabe tefilas kelim also, you want to start ripping out your pipes and bring the plumber down to tevil your pipes. Now, no one tevils their pipes, right? We don't think that these things are considered a kli. Says the Shulchan Aruch, b'chol ha'kelim kshem, you can use any kli you want. Afilu kli glalim, b'kli avanim u'kli adama. What? What's the only rule? V'tzarech shiye makzik revis. It has to be able to hold a revis. How big is the revis? So it depends who you ask, and depends on what we're discussing. For the araisos, Rav Moshe Feinstein held it somewhere around 4 point something ounces. Chazanish held was somewhere in the 5 ounces. For the Rabbanan, it's somewhere between 2 and 3 ounces. So it's got to hold about 2 or 3 ounces. Remember, my daughter came home from camp last summer with one of these cups that they gave her in camp. To me, it looked very small. So I went to measure it to make sure I fit all the shurim. And it made all the shurim, even the Chazanish's chumra. It got it all. It was fine, according to everyone. So you can use it in the morning. I said, be careful. When you use little cups, you have to make sure it could hold at least a revis. So it's pretty clear. You can use anything you want. You can use any cup you want. Everything is fine. Because those are not considered kelim with regard to Hilchas Tumah. If you make a kli out of a stone, right. So that wouldn't be a problem for Tumah. So you would have thought, well, if it's not a kli for this, it's not a kli for this. They're two different deen. So if we stop right here, it's not much of a discussion. You can use anything you want. So what is the issue that relatively contemporary Paiskim discussed whenever they came out with plastic or whenever they started using paper plates and paper cups? What was the premise for the issue? So the premise for the issue is that many Achronim made the following argument based on a Rambam and Hilchas Kelim. The Rambam writes like this. Number 4 says the Rambam v'chein hakerin shu mishtamish ba. Someone has a horn that he uses it. U'mashlicha. Then he throws it out. Einoi mikabelas tumma. It's not mikabel tumma. Why is it not mikabel tumma? It meets the criteria. If it's from one of the materials that the Torah says is mikabel tumma, why won't it be mikabel tumma? So you see from this Rambam that one of the rules in something being a kli is that if it's meant to be thrown out, it doesn't have a title kli. So you see from this Rambam that something that's, what are the words of the Rambam? Umashlicha. You use it once and you throw it out. It's not mekabel tumah. You just told me you don't need to be mekabel tumah, but Teretz is over here. This is from the right material. If it's from the right material, why else wouldn't it be mekabel tumah? The answer is because it's not a kli. So they want to bring a raya from this Rambam that you see from here that one of the rules in becoming a kli is it can't be disposable. Disposable lacks the chashivas, it lacks the value. Something that you throw out after using it is not considered valued. Therefore, you can't use anything disposable for a kli. So they make the argument, based on this Rambam, you should not be allowed to use disposable cups for anywhere where you need a kli. What is one of the examples where the Shulchan Aruch told us you need a kli? And he tells us that. So since these disposable plastic cups that we use, we use it, then we throw it out. So that's considered lacking the shame kli. One would not be allowed to use it for washing, at least in the Tehillah Siddur.
Does it go according to that most people buy the cups and they throw them out?
So that's the big discussion. So that's where the Achreidim split on this issue. Do we look at the object and say, is it intrinsically disposable? Or is we decide to throw it out because we can afford it because it costs less than a penny each cup? Is it something that's be'etzem? Can't be used more than once, because if you use it more than once, it's going to disintegrate. It's going to get sticky and dirty and non-usable. Or we just choose that we don't want to. Right. That's where paper and plastic is going to become a big difference between what the Achronim wrote about paper and what later Achronim wrote about plastic. The paper cups, at some point, just become disgusting. You can't be really using plastic. In essence, you can reuse it. We just choose not to, because for us, it's not worth it, which we'll talk about. But that might be how we look at it. Do we look at it as that the thing itself is disposable, or we decided to make it disposable? Meaning, if someone's so wealthy that he decides to throw out china, he decides to throw out metals just because he's so wealthy, we're going to say, oh, that's a disposable kli. No, the answer is, it's not a disposable kli. You chose to make it a disposable kli. This will then affect, when we talk to Tefilas Kelim, how that's going to affect the aluminum. The biggest shale that's going to come up is the aluminum pans, foil pans, that we all use in our homes for cooking. They're very, very time. They keep things clean, and we throw them out after one use. The question is, why don't we have to tivel them? Almost all of us don't tivel them, and many of us reuse them, which we need to talk about also. But this is going to be very much connected to the same question. The question is when we say that something that's disposable, does that mean it's really not raw to be used more than once? Or we decided, because we have it, and why not, we throw it out. So that's the argument that we need to discuss tonight. So for example, right, so that's really the problem. The problem that I had was until a few hours ago I had this problem, is I don't understand. The Shulchan Aruch told us from the Mishnah Yadayim, we don't care about the rules of Kabbalah's Tumah and our Sugya. Right. So what's the difference? So someone told me, I asked someone, I was very bothered by this today, someone pointed out to me, he said, you're going to have to say it's like this. Why else would these things not be Mekabal Tumah? Why not? They meet the right criteria. They have the right. They have everything else going for them. They have the right material. They have everything else going. Why else wouldn't they be mekabel tumah? So you see from here, it must be because it lacks the shame kli. Now you'll ask me, who told you that's one of the rules? Good question. Not for tonight, but that's a good question. You're going to have to say, you see from over here, that if these things are not mekabel tumah, despite the fact that they have everything working for them, it must be because there's another din here, a secondary din, that in order to be mekabel tumah, it has to have a shame kli. So I see that things that are disposable don't have a shame kli. If it doesn't have a shame kli, you can't be used to anything else tonight. That was the opinion of some gedolei achrayim. For example, the Menachas Yitzchak. He didn't live all so long ago. He was a Pesach in Eretz Yisrael. He wrote a lot of svar. So Menachas Yitzchak writes over here, number 5. He says that even though I know it's possible that you can reuse plastic, since it's not the norm, it's similar. Dummy shaper. I think it's like the Rambam's case. You don't think you could have reused it? Of course you could have reused it. But the point was people didn't. So the fact is that people don't reuse it, it becomes a loser to shame clean. So writes the Menachas Yitzchak in the Tshuva, he thinks he can't use it for Kiddush either, because it doesn't have the Shem Kli. Now, why doesn't it? The reason why it doesn't have the Shem Kli is because we throw it out. That's the argument that the Menachas Yitzchak made, and that's his opinion, and he passed the Halacha L'maisa. He believes you can't use plastic for Kiddush, you can't use plastic for Netzas Adayim. It does not have a Shem Kli. Things that are thrown out are not considered a Kli. Likewise, he writes in a Tshuva, that's why you don't have to tovel aluminum foil pants. Because those aluminum foil pans, aluminum pans are also thrown out after one time. So therefore, they don't have a Shem Kli. They don't have a Shem Kli. You don't have to tovel them. So he's consistent on this opinion. He believes that we look at the object and say, you know, I don't know if he means it this far, but when they make these pans in these factories, what are they thinking? They think that some Jew is going to use them 5 times to save money, or they think it's made to be used once and to be thrown out. So if they're made to be used once and thrown out, they lack the shame kli. If they're not a kli, then you don't have to tovel it. But likewise, you can't use it for Kiddush or for Netzias Adayim.
I still understand why does it lack the shame kli? It has a functionality. You only use it once. Granted, it's a piece of paper, and you only use it once, but it still serves a purpose.
Right. That's right. That's the argument they make stronger on the other side. They say, I don't understand. This is a very functioning thing. What do you mean? Yeah, it's hard. They're all basing off of this Rambam, where the Rambam gives us this idea of things that are mishtamish ba umaslichoy. You use it and then you dispose of it. Oh, that's no good. Well, why? For the time I'm using it, it should be considered enough kli. So you're going to have to say from the Rambam that the Rambam understood that in order to become a kli, it has to have a long-lasting, at least potential, ability to stay. So this was this is definitely one thought amongst Paiskim, and you'll find people who will tell you this, that you can't use a plastic cup, both for Netilas Adayim and both for Kiddush. The Tzitz Eliezer, over here in number 6, Eliezer Waldenberg, he writes a tshuva where he goes exactly the opposite extreme. He thinks you can use plastic even lechatchila, and he makes the following argument. He says, I don't understand. What are you comparing to Rambam? The Rambam's case was talking about something that didn't have the ability to last more than one time. Says it to Eliezer, came dominate the crisis in the Yerushalmi Danenu. Our plastic cups or paper cups, Asher esuim etchila l'shem kach, v'rolim kishul atzmum lehiskayim. They could last more than one use. Va'isim chizuk l'kach sheiskayim aydim shichasam b'parperin ukudayim. They make it like that on purpose. They put things into it so it can go more than one time. V'shoyis b'mafil chamim. And you can even use a hot beverage from it. We'll see why that's important. We're going to talk about this, the styrofoam cups versus the plastic cups, hopefully a little later tonight. Says it's Eliezer, without a doubt, it's completely mutter to use them. And you can wash your hands with it. I'm not concerned at all the fact that people throw away disposable. Says because it's cheap. They don't throw it away because it can't be used again. They throw it away because it's so cheap and it's not worth washing. What I care about, says Tzitz Eliezer, is its ability, not what people choose. That's what we're going to have to talk about. But hopefully later tonight, we're going to have to come back to that then. If you really believe it's a kli, so then you got to work yourself back into Tefillas Kelim, which we'll have to talk about. V'shem kli aleh. And the Tzitz Eliezer is a very big believer that he holds it doesn't matter what the material is made of, as long as the material itself potentially could be used more than once. Again, he's talking about even paper. Paper is even less than plastic. Paper is much shorter lifespan than our plastic. Okay, we're not talking about the hard plastic, we're talking about the regular, simple plastic. And he believes there's no problem. And then in 6b, he brings another raya. He brings a raya from a Rambam, where the Rambam talks about Niyar. The Rambam talks about paper. The Rambam talks about paper being something that's Mekabel Tumah. So you see that what, even though paper is thrown out, but since it has the ability to be lasting long, the opinion is that that is considered makabel tum, and therefore it has the shame kli. So
and
So with regard to tefillas kelim, it's a little different. Because tefillas kelim, you only have to tefill those materials that are described by the Torah. Except, and glass. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, we tefill glass because it's similar to metal, because if it's, you break it, you can fuse it back together. So many achrenim debated, what about plastic? Why don't you have to tefill plastic? So many say, well, it doesn't go back together as well as glass does. Which is not true today. Today they can put it back together just as well. So there's a big discussion about toiveling plastic. We don't toivel plastic because we say basically, ein baya l'chadusha. Don't add on more than what Chazal gave us.
I remember years ago, I was at YU, I took stuff to Breuer's Mikvah. They had a sign up there. It said we do toivel wood and plastic without a bracha.
Really? So there are people in Eretz Yisrael, you'll find it much more common. And some even make the argument if it's hard plastic, even more so should need tefillah, because you could definitely put it back together afterwards. But halacha l'maaseh, most of us don't toivel plastic. So therefore, plastic has an easy way out because we don't toivel it. But what does get complicated is aluminum pans. Aluminum pans, according to most achrayim, aluminum is a metal that does require tefillah. That's also a shayla. So an aluminum pan that you use once, but why don't you have to toivel it? So you'll talk about, because I throw it out. So what? That's only because you choose to throw it out. It's really a kli. So why don't we have to tevel our aluminum pan? So again, if you hold like this, Tzitz Eliezer, that you hold, it's totally in the actual object, not on what you decide to use with it, then you're going to have to ask yourself, why don't I tevel my aluminum pans? Most of us don't tevel our aluminum pans, even the first time around, and even if we use it again, we don't tevel our aluminum pans. Question is why? That was the opinion of the Tzitz Eliezer. Now, if you look at number 7, the Sefer Shas Chuv Shraga HaMeir, he writes very interesting. He says about paper, and he writes that only you could do it b'shasat chagodl. You have nothing else, there's no other cup, then you can use paper. He says, v'alzeh kosav ha'goyin b'papa, we're going to see a machlokes g'dayli ha'rebbes, between the Papa Rebbe and the Satmar Rebbe. The Papa Rebbe held, baske mosel ha'sifri shemot ha'gam l'chadchila. The Papa Rebbe held like the Tzitz Eliezer. So if you find yourself in a Papa Beis Medrash, and you're looking for a cup, so you can find the plastic one. But if you do that in Satmar, you'll see you're going to get yourself into trouble. Why? Because the Papa Rebbe held like the Tzitz Eliezer. He said that the definition of a kli is if the object itself can withstand longer usage. So therefore, plastic cups can stand more than one time, even though we throw it out. And he said the Rambam is not a kasha. However, he says at the end of the tshuva, but the Satmar Rebbe told him not. If you look at the end of the piece, he says, but harav hakodesh misatmar shlita amar shein lasayis kiddush behen. The Satmar Rebbe held not to make kiddush on anything that's plastic, given the mashlichin oisim lacha shtiyah, because he threw it out afterwards. Lo have a kli, doesn't have a shame kli. So the Satmar Rebbe went with this Rambam, and the Papa Rebbe argued. The kol shekel in the tias yadayim. Not really sure what the kol shekel in the tias yadayim is. It's the same thing. If you hold, you need a kli for that. You need a kli for this. I'm not sure what the kol shekel is. The fear is daiti shein lita behem lachatchil. So if the Shraga Hamer comes out with a pshara, the chatchil you shouldn't do it. But b'diavet, there's who to be saimecha. So we definitely see a differences of opinion about how to learn this Rambam. Does the Rambam mean its ability, or does that mean what you choose to do? Okay. That's all the literature amongst the various Gedali Achraim. Then there's a very famous tshuva written by Rav Moshe Feinstein, a very controversial tshuva by Rav Moshe. And number 8, Igus Moshe Arachayim, Chele Gimel, Simen Lametes, Rav Moshe wrote a tshuva. And many want to note the date on the tshuva. Whenever you read a tshuva from Rav Moshe, it's always important to note the date of the tshuva. Many times tshuvas were written by Rav Moshe, and you have to know the background of what was going on. If you look at the date on this tshuva, and I photocopied it, it was 1968. It's a while ago, 1968. Okay. So someone asked Rav Moshe about using niyar, using paper cups for making kiddush. And Rav Moshe writes the following. Hine b'dover kois l'kiddush. Let's talk about kiddush, says Rav Moshe. Im rashoyin lasas al kois shenasa miniyar shol kli rak l'shoa. Can a person make kiddush on a plastic? Paper. Gotta keep this in mind. Says they asked Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe said, "Ashashama Asher Asaiti." I heard the person asking Rav Moshe said, "I heard you, Rav Moshe, held it's aser." So he said, "Emes adaver." Yeah, you bet. I said it's aser. I wasn't misquoted. Yeah, it's aser. Why? Da'ati sevt mefarshim abrachas. The Tosfos in Berachas says daf nun der maschal moedim. B'chaim b'shabbos kusuf b'der maschal k'day b'shem b'nei avoyin de'chai shenema b'hadvar matzrichim b'koshal brach. One of the rules that you need by koshal brach is it has to be chai. What does it mean? It has to be chai. The kois has to be a full cup. One of the rules of what you need for a kois shel bracha is it has to be considered a complete thing. The ifse came a shulchan aruch, it's brought down on shulchan aruch. The kasev a magen avram da afilo nishbar rak basis shel amala. The magen avram says even further. Let's say you have a cup where the bottom, the basis, the handle, where let's say the stem part broke, but the rest of the cup is functioning. You would be able to put it down, maybe hold it in your hand, but the stem broke. Right? That's also, it's not shalom, it's not a full kli. You're using a half a kli. Says Rav Moshe, one second. If there's a din that you're not allowed to use a half a kli, it has to be a full kli. So writes Rav Moshe, so therefore, Alma de be'inon shi ha'kois no'e. It has to be a nice cup. Shirak kois kazeh koshala be'chamazon ulekiddush. V'royani, writes Rav Moshe, and I believe, shakois shal niyor shu rak l'sho al pamzelavat, a plastic cup that's going to be used once, I'm sorry, paper, hu oid geruah. The ain lo shum chashivus. It lacks any form of value. Shevade ain a roi lebrechas amozon lekiddush. So writes Rav Moshe in the Shulman. So Rav Moshe is coming a whole different angle. Rav Moshe is not working the angle that we were saying that it's not a shame kli because you throw it out. He's talking about a total different svara. He's saying that one of the rules are it has to be a full. This is not full because it's so not chashiv. It lacks. He calls it. It's not a kois noe. That's what Rav Moshe writes. Interesting. Yeah.
And if it was a fancy paper cup, you know, the wax.
Well, we're going to get to it.
That people use.
Yeah, we're going to get to it. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about Maaseh Shehayah about that.
Flimsy.
Right. So Rav Dov Feinstein is quoted in saying that he tithes that Rav Moshe never talked about until he died. He wants to tell you that his father, in this truth, and it's pretty meduyik, he would tell you the Tilas Adayim is not a problem. There's no din kois noya for the Tilas Adayim. Who needs a nice cup for the Tilas Adayim? There's no din kois noya. There's din kois noya by kois shal bracha. So Rav Dov Feinstein is quoted as saying that he holds that according to his father's tshuva, there's a difference between the Tilas Adayim and Kiddush v'Havdala. We keep on saying it's the same thing, kois kois. No, according to Rav Moshe's lam, this is not the same thing. Because this din of what he calls a kois noya would only be true by Kiddush v'Havdala or kois shal bracha, but not true when it comes to discussing something like washing your hands. But look what Rav Moshe writes at the end of the tshuva. Ach, kishalek kois acher. When you come down to Kiddush and there's nothing else at the table, writes Rav Moshe, ulay yesh l'hakal. What's the ulay yesh l'hakal? Why? If Rav Moshe believes that this is not considered a kais because it lacks one of the principles of being a kais, so why ulay yesh l'hakal? Very, very difficult. Right? So maybe you shouldn't eat at the Kiddush. Wait till you get home. So this is Rav Moshe's opinion. Rav Moshe goes a completely different route than everyone else. Now, it's interesting, the Oz Nidbru, who himself was a big Paisik in Eretz Yisrael, he wrote a whole tshuva where he came out that there's no problem with using paper, plastic, everything is fine. And then he writes over here, I photocopied it just to show the godliness of an Adam Gadol, and he writes in number 9, Mio hoil de nofik mipumei de goin shlita. He writes that someone sent him that Rav Moshe Feinstein wrote a tshuva that argued on him. And he says that once Rav Moshe wrote a tshuva, even though Rav Moshe's tshuva has kashas on it, that as Nidbru said, I'm going to take back my whole opinion. If Rav Moshe passed it otherwise, I'm going to take it back. Yesh lahachmel lechatchil kakol ma'adefshe. You have to be machlek as much as you can. So Rav Nisbru writes a whole long, lengthy tshuva, defending his opinion with riyas back and forth. But he says, I heard Rav Moshe Feinstein wrote a tshuva with Tzasser, and said, I pull back. I'm done, I'm out. Even though, again, Rav Moshe's tshuva is, well, as we'll see, Achren didn't take issue with Rav Moshe's tshuva. Rav Moshe's logic is that if you can't use a broken kli, you can't use a paper kli. What's the comparison? A paper kli is a full kli. It's of paper, but it's a full kli. A broken kli is lacking in its entirety. A paper kli is not lacking. It's fully paper. But it's a total entity. How can you tell me it's broken? So Rav Moshe's comparison is somewhat hard to understand. Nonetheless, the Oz Nidbru writes, even though I may not understand it, but if Rav Moshe said it, I'm going to stick to it. Others weren't so nice, and they took issues with this Rav Moshe. For example, number 10, the Tzitz Eliezer. He writes in the Tshuva, he says, V'acha b'koshes ha'machila. Now, once you ask Mechila, you can do whatever you want. So he says, I'm going to ask Mechila for Rav Moshe's honor, and I'm going to argue with him. And then he writes, Basis Liasura. He's playing words over here. Rav Moshe quoted the word Basis, so he's going to use the word Basis also. Little literary element over here. So he writes this. I don't understand what Rav Moshe is talking about. What was Rav Moshe's lamdas? Rav Moshe's lamdas was the same way. You're not allowed to use a broken cup. You're not allowed to use a paper cup. Says it's Tzitz Eliezer. Vein ani donim shavim klal v'ikar. What's the comparison? The hasam haray also hayu mitchila in basis. When a person makes a becher, he pulls a full becher with everything, and then when part of it gets broken, so now you have what's called a broken kli. Ulchen kishen nishba mimen ulachem mikam psula zem mishum shavur v'lo nikra suchai. It's not complete kafi yitzirasai. But, mashloi sheikh zeh bekoises niyar, says Rav Moshe, what does that do with paper? Shekachu tchilas yitzirasam. It wasn't made half, it was made a full paper kli. So what's the problem? So Rav Moshe says, I don't understand Rav Moshe's taina. Rav Moshe's not coming with the taina that it lacks the shem kli. Rav Moshe is saying it's a separate chasar, and it's not called tchai. It's not a full kli. Says Rav Moshe, of course it's a full kli. It's a full paper kli. But it's a full kli. So Tzitz Eliezer says he doesn't understand what Rav Moshe's problem was with the plastic or the paper, and he passes completely that's not a problem. In number 11, the Or Yitzchak, Yitzchak Abadi, also takes issue with this tshuva from Rav Moshe. He writes, first of all, he says, Tzorechin, V'amasha osa levarach al kois chad pomi, Tokiv and Ika plukdim in Ferish kois chai. First time is Rabbi Abadi, it's not so poshut. what the word chai means. It's a machloikis. Now, that's not such a kasha, because the Shulchan Aruch paskin, that chai means it has to be a koishol. Secondly, he says, Eliyahu Rabbah paskins, that if you have nothing else, you can make a kiddush on something like that, which is not a kasha of Moshe, because Moshe said, I don't understand what was bothering Rabbi Abadi about that. Rabbi Moshe agreed to that. He said, when you have nothing else. But then Rabbi Abadi adds, he says, I don't think you need any of this. The Rabbi Abadi's opinion is, you can use a one-time disposable lechatchila without a problem. So he's on the opinion of the Tzitz Eliezer, that there's nothing wrong with disposable, not a problem at all. So we have two thoughts out there of why disposable would be problematic. Either you make the argument that it doesn't have a shame kli, or you make the argument that it's not considered chashiv or no'eh, and therefore it can't be used. So I found an unbelievable story over here, number 12. They tell you, the story is like this. Asar hatzadik Shimon Wolf Rothschild. Listen to this meiser. She'pam hizmin et kol ha'kahal kiddush. He invited everyone to kiddush. V'roh shofnei kol ayri chutz v'kais molayayin. Everyone looked down, they all saw, they have a goblet filled with wine. But there was no food on the table. This is a real deal kiddush over here. The Marusha Huzmul the kiddush. Ha'orchem echlifu mevitim zend. They're staring at each other. Achish loyem adavar. No one says a word. As come haberon kiddush alyan. He makes kiddush. Ha'irik es kaiser. He takes his bracha and he throws it against the wall. Ule eidei kol archov shaver es kaiser. He breaks it. Va'achal aysay. Then he eats it. His barish ha'kais ha'isa me'mizaynis l'mahadrin. He found that the kais was made out of food. Like now they do it with the salad. They make the salad out of like a chip. So they made a kois out of a mezainis. That was the kois that it was mekadosh on. So the shaila was, are you yoytze kiddush with that? Are you yoytze kiddush out of a cup made out of mezainis? Right? No, definitely not. So they had a whole shaila about Shabbos issues. Is there a nisser of stira? Would there be a problem being soiseret? If this is a kli, and you smash the kli, is there an nisser of stira bekalim? Someone just told me today that there are places where you take an aluminum foil pan and you smash it on Shabbos. That's also. That's stira. You're taking a kli and you're destroying it. Stira b'kalim. Again, back to our old question. Are aluminum foil pans considered kalim? But here also, this is considered a kli, so will you over seiser? So Reb Zilberstein wants to tie in one second. Are you even yoytze kiddush? Is this considered a kli? Can you tell me something like food is considered a kli? So he wants to tie in that maybe you can, again, I can't imagine it can be reused. Food, it's got to go. Oh, so he wants the taina that if you go with Rav Moshe's lomdis, that it's totally in chashivas. This is a ein l'cha chashiv g'day l'mezu. This is only chashiv when people do this. So therefore, that would become chashiv. I'm not so sure that's true either. I wonder if something like this is just strange. I don't think it's chashiv. I think it's just weird. It's abnormal. It's an abnormal thing to do. So it doesn't become chashiv. It just becomes strange. That's not what food was made for. That's not how we do things. And I would imagine the food probably must have gotten ruined somehow. The liquid must have ruined the taste. So I don't agree with that assumption that according to Rav Moshe it would be okay. He says, Ula, he's not sure. He wants to know that maybe if you take Rav Moshe literally, that's all about chashivas, this is chashiv. So if it's chashiv, it should work. But again, if you go about the world, this is not long lasting, this clean, no matter how you slice it. It's food. It's eventually going to go bad. So the chayr, it shouldn't be good. So they want to tell you that according to Rav Moshe, it should be totally in that. So again, halacha l'maisa, what do we do with the plastic cup? So again, you have the Tzitz Eliezer, you have Rabbi Yitzchak Abadi on one side, he thinks it's all fine, not a problem. On the other hand, we have Moshe Feinstein and a Tshuva. Moshe seems to think it's a problem.
What about doubling
up? Ah, we got to get to the doubling. We got to get to the doubling, right? We're going to see how that doubling
does
is.
Does that make it more chashuv?
No, it just makes that you're wasting a cup. Yeah. As I always tell people, when you see people in shul that are doubling up, it's like they're making a statement to the world, they don't know what they're doing. And they're just following what they saw once someone doing. Well, we'll get to it hopefully a little later today. We'll try to be malamet chus, maybe, if there's some reason why people do it. But in my opinion, it's baltashkos on the cup. But that's what I think. Right. That's what we're going to see.
So it's not a portion of paper. It has to be like a silver.
Ah, so that's what we're going to talk about. Let's see what we have today. We have fancy plastic today.
Yeah,
fancy plastic. We're going to talk about that. Maybe fancy plastic, according to Moshe, might be very good. That's noya. That's nice. That's beautiful. That should work, according to Moshe. So I saw Reb Simcha Bonham Kohn writes to one of his svarim. He says, he asked Reb Moshe in 1980. He asked Moshe, what would you say about a hard plastic? Okay, Reb Moshe, very important. Reb Moshe was talking about niyor, paper. Paper is not the same thing as plastic. They're very different. Plastic is much more sturdy and much more long-lasting. Paper is paper. Right. So there are many who make the argument that there's a difference between paper and plastic. And all those achrayim who answered paper would agree plastic is okay. But Reb Simcha Bonham Kohn says he asked Rav Moshe about hard plastic. Would Rav Moshe hold you can make kiddush on hard plastic? Rav Moshe told him no. Doesn't matter. If it's thrown out, it's thrown out. Now, we don't really throw out hard plastic. We reuse hard plastic, most of us. We don't throw out a hard plastic cup. We reuse them. Again, depending on how sturdy it is, depending on how hard it is. Hard plastic. You're not going to throw the mat.
You're talking about the disposable hard plastic?
No. We have in our homes hard plastic cups.
What?
The ones are for children. Your
home. Yeah, we have them in there.
You have a pace up.
Yeah, we have cups that are more sturdy that you don't necessarily throw out. Have a harder plastic. Some of them, yes, some not. Depends. I mean, I'm talking about the plastic cups you buy that we have in our homes. Those are soft plastic, yeah.
Even with paper. Remember the ices used to come in this case? Sure. They fall apart in the cup.
About
ices?
With the C, not the S. With the C, not the S, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why Obama says ISIL. That's why he says ISIL, so no one should get confused, yeah.
But then you have, when you sit at a table, let's say the simcha, it could be whatever.
Yeah.
They give you one cup. They give you paper and a paper, better paper. Whereas you're refilling it 10 times. So even if it's paper, it's being used.
Again, our paper is much better. They make it that it can last more. Yeah. They make it more sturdy. That's the argument many Achrayim make. It's made better. It can last longer.
Ramush was there in 1980.
Yeah.
So he said...
Even like, then he said hard plastic.
Throw it out. But that wasn't not as far by paper.
Right, he doesn't say that. He says the word because it's not noya. So again, if you can find something that's noya today and it's done nicely, it could be remote. We'll get to that. That there are those who make the argument that according to Rav Moshe, if you have something that's nice, they tell you that one of the Talmidim asked Rav Moshe, if you have nice plastic, what would you say then? And Rav Moshe says in that case, it would not be a problem. Why? Because again, Rav Moshe was only talking about paper. Paper Rav Moshe held was cheap, it's not nice. But plastic, supposedly someone asked Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe said, plastic I'm okay with. I only have an issue with paper. Plastic, I'm okay with. So it could be, even if you follow this Igros Moshe, it could be Ramosha was never talking about plastic.
The lack of being a mole, right?
Yeah.
Is defined by lack of permanence, not so much, it seems, and not so much whether it's sturdy as to whether you would throw it out.
So again, Ramosha never went that route. Ramosha's route was about it being a full thing. And the fact that he's.
But because that's because of sturdiness.
It was also a perception.
It's almost like broken.
Right. That was what Moshe was saying. That paper is such so flimsy and nothing to it. It's like it's not here. It's like it's missing. So they tied it to Moshe. What about plastic? Real plastic. So if Simcha Baruch Cohen says Moshe told him plastic, I don't care. It goes thrown in the garbage. Others say they asked Moshe. Moshe said, no, here, plastic is not different than paper. So it's hard to know what exactly Moshe's opinion really was or what would he say today with the plastic that we have. Rebbe Liashiv was quoted. Number on the next page, we'll see if they quote B'shem Rebbe Liashiv. That Rebbe Liashiv said the following. Shemati mi Rebbe Ephraim Strauss Sheshoma mehagun Rebbe Yosef Eliashiv. I saw this quoted in a couple of places. Shemuta lekadosh al koisetz chad pamim. You're allowed to be mekadosh on a kois that's disposable. Why? B'shem shem zmanenu roi akli mitzaratzim l'shamish the pamim rabbis. Because today our kelim could be used more than once. They're so cheap, we throw it in the garbage. Rav Moshe says, Rav Liashiv was talking about, again, like paper. Paper itself doesn't have a long-lasting life to it. And that's why paper Rav Moshe rejected. But plastic, or better paper, the sturdier plastic. So Rav Liashiv wants to say that even Rav Moshe, similar to what we saw from others, that even Rav Moshe would agree today if he saw our plastic, he would say plastic is okay. That's the opinion of supposedly Rav Liashiv. Halacha l'maisa, it's mamish split. For example, Rav Yosef Ephraim, Rav Moshe's Talmud, he writes, Af al pi af shem ikra adin mutter l'shtamish b'kaisis mitzuris chad pami, even though mikra adin it's mutter, u b'kaisis niyar b'kamakim toiv sheyigmar b'dayit l'shtamish b'hem oid kama pa'amim. He says, I have a good idea. If you know you're going to be stuck with using a plastic cup, so after you make kiddush, use it again. Use it to take a drink. Keep on using it. This way you're showing that it's not disposable. You're giving it some, you're injecting chashivas into it by reusing it. Okay, that's what he suggests. If you look at number 16, the Debre Tzina Rav writes in the Tshuva, he goes similar to Rav Moshe. He writes, if you have a choice between a real becher and a plastic becher, go with the real, that's easy. The ain't covered last is kiddush, but kli should take it from yad to kenalash. He says it's not respectful, it's not covered, similar to what Moshe was saying. But I can't tell you that it's aser. Well, in the tisadayim, shame him. For the tisadayim, it's for sure not a problem. Because no din noe when it comes to the tisadayim, so it's not even a problem at all. Just to round it off, in number 17 of Nissan Karelitz writes, Kois chad pa'ami asoy mi plastic, im minaga oilam ba'oysa hamadine sh'achashim ish chad pa'ami zorkam aysal ashpa. Nissan Karelitz says it depends where you live. If you live in a community where they throw away plastic after using it once, then you can't make kiddush on it. But if you're one of those people who rinse plastic, then says with Mr. Karela, it's like an Eretz Yisrael, then he says you could do it. That's what he writes. On a side note, someone asked Rabbi Avad Yosef, are you allowed to use plastic dishes on Shabbos? I said, not Bakovadik, it's not Shabbos dick to use plastic. So this is just to understand Rabbi Avad Yosef's lifestyle. Rabbi Avad Yosef said, it's kedai to use plastic on Shabbos. If not, you're going to use real. and you're going to have to wash them after Shabbos, it's going to be bittul Torah. So Vajra says it's better to use plastic and throw it away than to have to use real and have to waste time washing the dishes after Shabbos. So someone told me, you see from Bavad Yosef's tshuva, that he used to do the dishes at home, Matzah Shabbos. Not his wife. She's what goes on in my house. But in any case, so someone asked Shem Zalman. Shem Zalman said, Faket, Simchas Oinik Shabbos for your wife is more kedai. That's what he writes. He writes, it's more kedai. If your wife is watching the dishes pile up Shabbos and she's saying to herself, what's Matzah Shabbos going to look like? I have all these dishes. And it ruins her Oinik Shabbos. Shem Zalman says, it's more kedai to use plastic. That's what he writes. I think both are true. I think that's right. That's right. He used to go give shir. He used to give his big shir on the Shabbos. But that's what they talk about with regard to using plastic. You know whether or not it makes a difference with regard to kiddush halacha for the suda. The Shmir Shabbos Kachasa number 18 has a very interesting opinion over here. Listen to this. Says the Shmir Shabbos Kachasa that you had the achri kos. No, try to find a nice cup. Mishom hede mitzvah. For lo yishtamish b'koyis emet l'shem mishchat pami. Better not to use disposable. If you have nothing else, you have no choice, you can use it. Listen to this. Because let's say there's nothing. It's not even disposable. Kalish al yayin shabak book. Make it be kiddush on the bottle. I saw this brought down Mishem Pinchas Shem Begosim. Be kiddush on the bottle. Be kiddush on the hold the bottle.
Isn't that make kiddush on plastic?
So that they sound like not. They sound like plastic might be better because lamaisa we hold at the end of the day, it's okay.
Then all the wine is
pogam. That's the problem. You're going to have pogam issues, right? You have to work around pogam issues. They talk about that. You're gonna have to fix pogam problems. But there is such an option out there. Yeah, that's right. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman over here, number 18. That's right. So Reb Shlomo Zalman writes over here. Chiddush. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman. V'shemat. It says Reb Newirth. V'shemat megarim Shlomo Zalman Orbach. The near the koyses ke'elu shemuchadim lekach. Let's say you have what's called fancy plastic. The gamma noshim chashuvim mishtam shebehem besud. That's chashuvois. Then you don't have to make yourself so crazy if there's nothing else. Why? Because again, back to the, if it's all about no, it's all about nice, and there's something called nice plastic and fancy plastic, again, you still wouldn't serve it on a very fancy meal. You're not going to go to chassan and find that they're serving you on plastic, but there are such a concept called nice plastic. And Shem Zalman held, if you have what we call today nice plastic, he thinks it should be okay.
You know that they have bechas now, plastic bechas.
Yeah. Very fancy. Very nice ones. Yeah, they give them out. Some quite nice. But they're disposable, yeah. So that would be definitely better than, again, we all agree, except for the Tzitz Eliezer, we all agree if you have an option, you go with the real. If you don't have, then you have to start working your way up. You should try to find something that's as nice as possible. The Ber Moshe, the Debitzin Rav, has a whole tshuva. He's upset about making kiddush on a schnapps cup. Besides for the fact that it's not the shear, he thinks schnapps cups are for sure made to be used once and thrown out. They don't have a long life. So he really thinks schnapps cups should be a bigger problem than regular cups. He has a whole discussion why he thinks you're allowed to make kiddush on a schnapps cup. But you should try to find a cup that's as respectable and nice as possible.
And what's that? And what's the, so in both cases, you use an improper cup. So what is that? What the merit do you get? I mean,
You're not mekayim the mitzvah. You're not
mekayim kiddush.
Well, again, if you hold it's not a kli that you were mekayim without a kais, so whatever means mekayim without a kais, you missed one of the major rules. Now, what about is a styrofoam cup better than a plastic cup? For a long time, I couldn't understand why was one better. I used to think that the reason why one is better is because maybe styrofoam cups last longer. People don't throw them out as quickly. So the teretz is the heat. They don't come back. So there's an interesting Rambam. In the Rambam in number 22 for a second, if you drop down, the Rambam writes another interesting rule. He says another rule for being mekabel tuma, or which we're saying means to become a kli, writes the Rambam, is im yicholim lekabel as hachamin kitzoinim, if it could withstand the heat as it can the coldness. So there are those who want to be redaked from this Rambam that if a cup can't withstand heat, it doesn't have a shame kli. So for that reason, a styrofoam cup would be better. So what about plastic? So many achronim come to the defense and say, no, plastic could withstand it. It doesn't fall apart. Your hand may hurt, but the kli itself doesn't burn up. You're not gonna, again, unless it's very, very hot. It also takes a while. We're talking about something that if the heat goes on it, it just it dissolves, it falls apart. Even a plastic cup, it's not gonna dissolve. Your hand might hurt. So I used to think maybe that's pshat in those people who double up the cup. Why are they doubling up the cup? They're saying, if I double up the cups, what am I doing now? I'm making now that the cup can withstand the heat. So if the cup can withstand the heat now, so now I'm making this Rambam. The MS, the doubling up.
The cup withstanding the heat. I think it's the
person. The Terence is, you're not changing the cup.
Yeah, but it's more chashiv. It's twice as much.
It's not. It's now two cups. What makes it more chashiv? The first cup doesn't become more chashiv.
Well,
I mamas don't understand this thing about the doubling the two cups. What?
Once you stability.
Again, the point is, so I was thinking, maybe you'll tell me the other thing. When you take the second cup, so now you make the first cup more sturdy. Yeah. But it's not true. The first cup is not more sturdy. It's just now the chance of it spilling is not a problem because you have a thumb to cut to catch it in. It would be the same thing as if you took one cup and put a bowl under it. You didn't change the tsura of the first cup.
But now is it two cups? Or
no.
One cup that happened,
it's one cup wrapped in another cup.
No, that's a point. So it's a different shame.
I find it's very, again, if the problem is that it's thrown out, let's work it through. If the problem with a plastic cup is because you throw it out, then this does nothing. Right. All you did is wasted another cup. You accomplished nothing. And if you're going to tell me, according to Moshe, you think two plastic cups becomes chashev now? That becomes a kais noya? Because you take two plastic cups? I don't think so. What?
It's harder plastic.
It's a harder plastic. I don't see any reason. And I found him Simcha Bonim Cohen also. He says it's a pellet to him. This doubling up of the cup that people do today, it has absolutely nothing, does nothing, accomplishes nothing. All it does is waste a cup. So, you know, when you'll see people in Kedushim do it, just ask them, why are you doing it? What? Yeah, you don't even need it. But again, the point is nothing's going to change with a second cup. If you hold, you can use plastic, you can use plastic. You're not gaining anything, in my opinion, by using two cups. Yet to some, the first cup doesn't become more.
No, but then it's no longer just the first cup.
But you're not making
it's one unit.
I don't know. You're not making Kiddush on the second cup. Which cup are you making the Kiddush on? There's only one cup. It becomes one big new. It becomes new, a now new sturdy thing.
Yes.
Really, you think two cups together is now more sturdy? I don't think so. You don't throw it away. You won't throw it away as quickly as one.
That's the thing.
You think it becomes again?
It's not going to tip over. It's
going to
be.
Again, would Ramosha say that this now becomes a kais? No, I can't imagine. No. Again, I don't understand it. You'll see it all the time. I saw Svarim. They tried to be miyasha this minog, whatever you want to call it. In my opinion, I found Simcha Ben Kohen agrees that there's nothing to this. This is just a baba meisa.
You look from.
You do three cups. You wash in 5 years, and I'll be nuchum to use three cups, and some will say three cups. So they tie in later on. I found the tshuva from a Satmar Dayan where he says that this whole Satmar Rebbe story, that the Satmar Rebbe wouldn't make Kiddush on Niyar, was dafka because of paper. Because the Satmar Rebbe held paper as taka very flimsy. But plastic, similar to what they said in Rav Moshe, that even plastic the Satmar Rebbe held was not a problem. They tie into the Satmar Rebbe. So again, now we have even Rav Moshe and the Satmar Rebbe, everyone's on board, that plastic might be better than paper. So you have to be careful when all the tshuvas talk about paper, there's a strong distinction between paper and plastic. Paper is much worse, and plastic may be much better. Okay. Now, so halacha l'maisa with regard to Kiddush, there's definitely who to be saimichan that hold you can use it once. By and large, most people do that. There's really no reason to double it up. With regard to the Tehillas Sedaim, there may even be more reason to be meikel, because again, the Rebbe Feinstein said, according to Rav Moshe, you don't even need this din kais. No, you can use pretty much anything. So if you find yourself on the road and you want to know what you should use to wash your hands, so pretty much take anything, pick it up, wash your hands. It's way better than holding the sandwich with the foil, as we spoke about last week, which clearly, I guess it's the same guys that hold the foil, double up the cup. It must be there's a shaykhah to thing. I'm not sure what it is. So if there is no cup and there's no water within a certain amount of distance, so then there are those who say, in that case, maybe you should use a faucet, put your hand, turn off, turn on. Some suggest that.
But how's that clear? I guess
Rebbe Vajju, Yakutcha said, Rebbe Vajju's son suggests that. That's a big debate. That's where things get complicated. That's where, okay. Right, that's where things get complicated. Right, become Kayach Gavra, you have all these different svars. So that's a Shaila. Try to, you know, that's already a bit more complicated. But I want to know the following. I want to know all those people that use plastic cups, because they hold the lumdus is that even though it could be thrown out, and you do throw it out, but that's just because we're rich and we can afford to do it. So now what happens with aluminum pants? We all buy aluminum foil pants, and assuming aluminum needs tefillah. None of us tevel our aluminum pants. Why? What's our heter? So the Menachas Yitzchak writes to the tshuva, Yaakov writes to the tshuva, because it's made once and thrown out. Oh, 1 second. Made once to be thrown out. What do you mean? That shouldn't be good enough. As far as what we said that it's be'etzem. Be'etzem, you can use a foil pan more than once. It's just we don't want to bother, so we throw it out. So according to us, that'll get away with using it, how is it that we're allowed to use a foil pan? So I'll make it even more complicated. Let's say you buy a Snapple bottle. So you know you buy a Snapple bottle, you're allowed to drink out of the Snapple bottle, right? And then now the Snapple bottle's done, but you decide you want to refill it with water. Do you have to toivel that Snapple bottle before you do? So the answer is, many of us say no. Why? Because when they made the Snapple bottle, they made it to be used once and thrown out. So it doesn't have a shame clean. Great. So now when you're on the road and you want to wash for the Tehillas Yadayim with that Snapple bottle, you can't do that either. Because you can't have it both ways. If you hold, it's not a kli, and that's why I don't need to table it. So how am I allowed to use it for the Tehillas Yadayim? So there's one way to fix it. There's a shtickle tayer from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach. That he wants to say, let's say aluminum foil pans. Let's say you want to use it twice. In my house, I use aluminum foil pans. Many times we do it. You have Shabbos leftovers. You're using it again, right? You put it in the fridge, you put it back in the oven. So Rav Shammai Zalman says the following alumnus. He says, really, aluminum pans don't have a shame kli. Because they were made to be used once and they're not a kli. You decided. So you made it into a kli. And you're Jewish. So it was a kli made by a Jew. A kli made by a Jew. Doesn't need to be typhon. That's the chap. That's Rav Shammai Zalman's chap. So Rav Shammai Zalman says, the fiza aluminum pans, even if you want to reuse it, what's the problem? Even if we use it again, so you're making it into a kli, you're a Jew, it's not a problem. So many disagree with this shtickel Torah. I saw a chiddush to me. I thought it was a big chiddush in the Star Keter. Moshe Heidemann writes, aluminum foil pans, first time, no tefillah. If you plan on using it twice, toivo with a bracha. With a bracha, writes Moshe Heidemann for the Star Keter policy.
But before the first time?
So, yeah, if you know you're buying an aluminum foil pan, today they sell aluminum foil pans that say on the bottom that you don't have to worry about tefillah because they're made by Jewish companies. It might charge a couple extra cents, but I don't know. But you can get today foil pans. You look in the store, they come with hashkacha now. And they say you don't need tefillah. Now, why are they doing that? To bypass all of these problems. This way you don't have to worry. You can reuse it as many times as you want. Yeah. Rabbi Forst writes in his sefer, he's not convinced. Either way, he's not convinced that you need a tevil reuse the aluminum foil pans. He's also not convinced that Rav Shammai Zalman is reliable. So he suggests tevil it without a brach. Some suggest take the foil pan, crumple it, and then rebuild it. So the same shtickle Torah. You destroyed it, and now a yid rebuilt it. So it's built by a yid. I find that very hard to believe, because stepping on it and crumpling it up doesn't really break the shame kli. Now, if you hold it does, so you can't do it on Shabbos, because it's Seisr. So you got to be consistent with your policies. So you got to find out and stop all those people on the street and ask them, all of you guys that use plastic cups, you have to find out what are they doing aluminum foil pans in their home. Because none of us tevel our aluminum foil pans, because we're all samech on this idea that it's thrown out. But if it's thrown out, so then it means you don't look at it be'etzim, you look at it as what you do. So then it should follow over with regard to Kiddush and Netilas Yadayim.